This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to West Bengal and Assam beginning today. On the first day of his visit, Prime Minister will flag off India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train between Howrah and Guwahati, Kamakhya at Malda Town Railway Station and Guwahati, Kamakhya, Howrah virtually. He will also lay the foundation stone of multiple rail and road infrastructure projects worth more than 3,250 crore rupees in a public function at Malda, West Bengal. Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of four major railway projects in West Bengal. Prime Minister will further virtually flag off four new Amrit Bharat Express trains in Malda. Later in the evening, he will participate in the Bagurumda Dvoho 2026, a historic cultural event celebrating the rich heritage of the Bodo community in Guwahati, Assam. On the second day of his visit, Mr. Modi will perform Bhumi Pujan for the Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over 6,950 crore rupees in Kaliabor, Assam. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will also flag off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains between Guwahati and Rohtak and Dibrugarh and Lucknow. On the same day, Prime Minister will visit Singur, Hooghly in West Bengal, where he will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and launch various development projects worth more than 830 crore rupees. On the same day, Prime Minister will flag off three Amrit Bharat Express trains from Kolkata to other states. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that he is looking forward to being among the people of Malda and neighbouring areas during the BJP rally today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that every passing day, some or the other instance of Trinamool Congress TMC misrule comes to the fore. He added that West Bengal is fed up with TMC and is all set to reject them. Mr. Modi said that the people of the state want a development-oriented BJP government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, "The Startup India program is not just a scheme but a rainbow vision that connects diverse sectors with new opportunities." Addressing an event marking a decade of Startup India on National Startup Day in New Delhi, the Prime Minister said the Startup India mission has become a revolution in just 10 years, fostering a new culture across the country. The Prime Minister said courage is essential for enterprise, praising the youth for taking risks, and noted that risk-taking, once discouraged, is now respected in the country.
पहले देश में risk-taking को discourage किया जाता था. लेकिन आज रिस्क टेकिंग मेन स्ट्रीम बन गया है. मंथली सैलरी से आगे सोचने वाले को अब केवल एक्सेप्ट ही नहीं, अब उसे रिस्पेक्ट किया जाता है. जिन रिस्क टेकिंग आइडियाज को पहले लोग फ्रिंज मानते थे, वो अब फैशन बन रहा है.
The Prime Minister also lauded the role of women in the startup ecosystem, noting that over 45% of recognized startups in India have at least one female director or partner. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also visited the exhibition area at the event and interacted with exhibitors. Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister of Poland, Radoslaw Sikorski, will be on a three-day visit to India starting today. Tomorrow, Mr. Sikorski is scheduled to attend the Jaipur Literature Festival in Jaipur, Rajasthan. While on the final day of his visit, he will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi. Breaching the bastion of the Thackeray family, the alliance of the BJP and Eknath Shinde led Shiv Sena secured a clear majority in the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation BMC elections, by bagging 118 out of 227 seats. The BJP won 89 seats, while the Shinde-led Sena secured 29. The alliance has crossed the halfway mark of 114 needed to control the country's richest civic body. The Shiv Sena, UBT, MNS and CPSP alliance managed to win 72 seats. The undivided Shiv Sena had ruled the civic body for 25 years since 1997. In Women's Premier League, WPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Gujarat Giants by 32 runs at the Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai. Chasing a target of 183 runs set by Royal Challengers Bengaluru, Gujarat Giants could manage to score 150 for 10 in 18.5 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.